Hello, Emmanuel. My name is Jeremy Corkum, and the elders of Emmanuel Baptist Church have put me forward before the church as a nominated to be a possible elder. So I have so much joy at this prospect, and this is a testimony to help you understand a little bit of what God has done in my life and how He's helped me along. And so we'll be going through these questions. And I have question number one says this. Tell us a little bit about how you came to know the Lord, your faith journey, and how you came to Louisville. Well, I'm originally from Massachusetts, and some of the earliest memories I have as a child are attending church. And from around the age of 14, I began to identify myself as a Christian. But there was no true relationship with Jesus. And as I grew, it became more and more evident through middle school and into high school that I had never truly been saved. So much so that by my junior year of high school, my life and my character wasn't distinct really in any way from the unbelievers around me. And during this time, in junior year of high school, I started to date a girl who I would eventually marry after graduation. We both honored Jesus with our mouths, but our hearts were far from Him. And despite many attempts to work things out by separating, then moving back together after we had been married, she moved out. After about 3 years of marriage, she began a relationship with another man. My life at that point was characterized by an intense selfishness and sinful anger. The main motivation for the things I would do is what it could get me. Needless to say, the situation, being deserted, left me shattered, confused, and alone, and as I was grieving the loss, I began a downward spiral financially and morally and emotionally. But God, in His great mercy, He began to draw me to Himself. And out of a deep longing for purpose, I began to read the Bible. And I had this experience that someone has stated when he said, "All my life I've been reading books to understand them. But finally, this is a book that understands me." And the Bible really was a book that understood me, understood my problems, my difficulties, my sin, my needs. And through the Bible, through just the reading of the scriptures, God began to expose my hypocrisy of calling myself a Christian while at the same time living on the run from Him. In His mercy, the Holy Spirit brought me to a true understanding and conviction over my sin, while at the same time, He helped me see, through Isaiah chapter 6, the holiness of the living God for the first time in my life. So the contrast of my sin and how bad it was lined up with who God is. Three times holy, 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 holy. Through that, I really saw my need of a Redeemer. And one night I called upon His name. I told Jesus in prayer, "I'm broken and I have made a mess of my life. Will You take me in? I'm nothing and I don't have anything to give You. But all I am is Yours." And I was wonderfully converted that night. And soon after my conversion, I sought reconciliation with my wife who had left me. But it was not received. And soon after this, she filed for a divorce. And after 3 years of marriage, we were officially divorced. And as a new Christian, this was perplexing. It was a trial for me. But the Lord upheld me through the storm. And roughly 2 years after these events, I relocated to Emmanuel in order to be discipled at Emmanuel and also be involved in the pastoral apprenticeship. So that's how the Lord brought me to Louisville. This is the second question. Question number two. How have you grown at Emmanuel or seen your family grow? Well, let me just tell you a little bit about my family. So I'm married to my wonderful wife, Anna, and together we have 6 children. Molly, Henry, Oakley, Timothy, Pammy, and Johnny. And it's just been wonderful. And I'll explain a little bit more about some of our family here as we go on through this question. But as I've thought about how I've grown at Emmanuel, one of the primary conduits through which God has brought growth in my life is without a doubt through sitting under God's word week after week, year after year. It's had a tremendous impact on my Christian life. Week in and week out, hearing from God's word. And not just hearing it for myself individually, but also hearing it for myself, but also us, a church body, has shaped me in a wonderful way. A constant diet of the scriptures faithfully read and explained and applied. It's increased my love for God and for people. And so that would be the first way I've seen myself grow being at Emmanuel. And the second way is that God has really seen fit to grow our family through suffering. My dear wife, Anna, was previously a widow and a single mother of 3. Her late husband, Mark Renati, he died having glioblastoma, brain cancer. And Emmanuel really came alongside Mark and came alongside Anna during that time and cared for them, and God really used the church. And this was one of the greatest encouragements for me to see Emmanuel's care for Anna even after she lost her husband Mark. And in the first years of our marriage, so about a year after Mark passed away, Anna and I were married, and I have had the privilege to adopt our first 3. So Molly, Henry, and Oakley, I've adopted them, and then the 3 on the tail end are ours biologically. And so the early years of our marriage, it was a lot of working through a lot of grief and a lot of suffering and a lot of joys and sorrows and laughter and tears. And the Lord used that time to grow my faith and to grow what it looks like to be patient and what it looks like to walk with someone who's grieving. And so that God has really used that in my life. Those are two that so much can be said, but those are two that I just wanted to highlight of how I've grown and our family's grown during our time at Emmanuel. Question 3. What kind of things do you appreciate about the body here? And again, wow, so much can be said when I think of Emmanuel and all that God's doing. First thing I'd say is I appreciate the relationships my wife and I have been able to have at Emmanuel. Some of our sweetest friendships have been forged at Emmanuel. And as we think about people that are still here in Louisville, people that have moved across the globe, just deep, lasting, abiding friendships that are centered on the gospel and, just a great encouragement to us. The second thing that I have listed that I really appreciate about Emmanuel is Emmanuel serious about planning and revitalizing churches in Louisville, across America, and around the world. Praise God. God has really given the saints at Emmanuel a heart for the work of church planting and revitalization. And there's such a cost attached to this because you all send out your most qualified, people to plant and revitalize. And it's always been just an encouragement to me to see the saints' zeal for the work. Thirdly, I really appreciate the emphasis of every member ministry, how every member at Emmanuel, every Christian that God has saved, God also empowers them for work of the ministry, to build up the body of Christ, to strengthen the church. And I love seeing the saints at Emmanuel do that and serve one another and have conversations in the hallways and conversations after the service and invite people into one another's homes and be so quick to cook mercy meals, just using their gifts and the different capacities that God has empowered them to serve is a great encouragement to me. And lastly, as I have reflected on things I appreciate about the body of Emmanuel, is Emmanuel gives herself to fervent prayer and meeting in prayer rooms together, praying that God would do impossible things that only God can do. What a joy it is to be a part of those times, and some of my sweetest times over these past 7 years that I've been at Emmanuel have been in those prayer rooms. So those four areas are just such great encouragements to me. Question four says this: as a nominated elder, what ways has God gifted you in that capacity? So there's three ways that I think God has graciously gifted me to serve in this capacity. And if voted to be a pastor at Emmanuel, I'd happily use these gifts for his glory and for the good of the church. The first one is preaching and teaching. God has seen fit, I trust, to gift me with a mind and a mouth and a heart to preach and teach God's word. A mind to understand the text, the Bible, and helpfully arrange it and present it in a way that's understandable and helpful. He's given me a mouth to speak it clearly, and he's given me a heart that is passionate about God's glory and for Jesus to be made known. So he's given me a mind, a mouth, and a heart. The second gift that I see God working in my life is the area of biblical counseling. Something I truly enjoy being a part of is sitting down with people and hearing about what's going on and bringing the scriptures to bear on their situations in life. I just truly love to see the gospel transform people's lives. And counseling in particular is sweet also because often I have an opportunity to do it with my wife, Anna. And we are able to counsel people in our gospel community group and at Emmanuel in a way that I think is empowered by God. And thirdly, is the area of shepherding, leading people in the things of God and helping them along the way a shepherd would help the sheep. And this verse is one that I think encapsulates what God has put in my heart to help people. Paul says this in Colossians: him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. This is a desire of my heart as I think about the relationships that are closest to me, my own family, and out from that, and Emmanuel and the local church, that everyone who's a Christian, that they would be mature in Christ, that they would continue to grow, that they would continue, their faith would continue to be firm, and that through the Word of God and trusting in that, they would be mature in Christ. So teaching and preaching, counseling and shepherding, I feel are some ways that God has gifted me for the work. I am overwhelmed at the nomination, and if voted as an elder, it would be one of the greatest joys of my life. And so thank you for listening to this elder testimony, potential elder testimony. And I just want to encourage you, even if you've never met me before, I want to be here to answer any questions you have. I want to talk to you. If you have a question about my testimony, if you have a question about myself or my family, I would love for you to come and discuss those things with me. So thank you so much.